We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America, hour number 3, and it's December 10th, 2011, as we visit with Dr. Timothy Ball here, and we're talking about ClimateGate 2.0 and a lot of other things associated with that. And we're going to address in the coming hour also the water issues as well, because I think this is something very important. And we have a few phone calls here. We'll get to you folks here after the break. But Dr. Ball, I wanted you to get back and address once again, continue talking about what the purpose of the lawsuit is. It one lawsuit or two?
No, there's two lawsuits. Yeah, there were two of them. They were filed 9 days apart, and it's pretty intimidating, and of course, particularly the previous lawsuits that have been brought against me by the same lawyer, by the way, he's brought lawsuits against other people like Fred Singer, who was a campaigner against the corrupted science.
He was on. Yeah. He's actually a guest on the show years ago.
Okay, well, he's been sued by the same lawyer, and as soon as you get a lawyer's letter, lawyers don't realize how intimidating that is to most people. And a lot of people think a letter from a lawyer is a letter from the courts, but it isn't. And the other thing is, of course, everybody knows that if you're going to deal with it, it's going to cost you money. And it can get pretty darn expensive pretty fast. And so what happens is people tend to capitulate. I mean, one of the lawsuits against me was, I wrote an article on a website called Canada Free Press, and mm-hmm. the lawsuit was filed against me and the website. And the owners of the website, of course, decided they couldn't afford a lawsuit, and they wanted to keep their business going. So they published an apology, and I said, no, I'm not going to apologize. What I said, I think, is the truth, and I'm prepared to fight. And my wife and I, we've spent our savings, what little we had, and we're prepared to mortgage our home if we have to, although I hate to do that to my family. But anyway, that's what it's all about. And, of course, what's ironic about it is I think that the people involved, went along with it thinking, oh, yeah, we'll get him to admit he was wrong and withdraw his remarks, and then we won't have to have a lawsuit. Because he's folded before, well, now I'm fighting. And so that's where we're headed with it.
All right. We'll get to the phone calls right after the break here. Stay with us. Craig in Ontario, Maggie, and John in Tennessee. Stay with us. We'll be back here in a moment, folks, with Dr. Tim Ball here on Govern America. And you're welcome. We have some open phone lines as well. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to jump on board. We'll be back with Dr. Tim Ball here in a few minutes.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, and I get this from Janan. She says, she sends me a video link, which we will probably post up on the website later on today. But she says, I want to give you this quote from the Club of Rome. It says, and I quote, "In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy then is humanity itself." That's right from the source. The first global revolution, the Club of Rome, Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider, 1991, Pantheon Books, New York, page 115. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, right from the horse's, well, patoot, I guess you would say. The real enemy is humanity itself. Dr. Ball, I want to go to the phone lines, if we can, and take your calls. The phone number, by the way, folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Ontario and talk to Craig. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren and Dr. Ball. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
The just got a comment and a big question. You know, Dr. Ball, you're right on the money, man, when you said that Canadians were scared poopless to speak up. You know, we can't question Zionism. We can't question anything at all. And that's why, like, I'm so glad our folks south of the border have the ability for free speech and their firearms if it comes to it. But comment I want to make is about global warming. My daughter is in grade 10, and she's in taking science, right? And guess what the current project that they've just finished? It's about global warming, and a part of it was that you had to write an essay to convince somebody that climate change, which they now call it, is true. Well, I, you know, blew a stack, and so I can't believe that they are teaching this as science. I mean, science is supposed to be replicable. You're supposed to offer your data out there. Science should be the debate about statistics, not politicians kind of stuff. And it drove me nuts here. So that's how they're brainwashing our kids. And the question I have, Dr. Ball, is that in your research, have you come across any type of a resource or a site that's geared towards the younger ones, the teenagers, that explains the whole thing of climate change on their level, that uses music, that uses graphics, so it appeals to them, as Al Gore and those folks have set up all this brainwashing?
Yeah, Craig, that's a very important point, and there are some websites, and I agree with you, by the way. The one thing you have to concede to Gore is that he deserved the Oscar because it's a marvelous piece of propaganda out of Hollywood.
Don't we know it?
Yeah, and by the way, just as a comment on that, and you might want to look at this if you need to make an argument to the school board, Gore was taken to court in the UK by a father, and a week before he got the Nobel Prize, by the way, and the court ruled that the movie was political propaganda and that there were 9 major scientific errors in it. The government or the court correctly said, no, we don't want to block free speech, but what we're saying is the government must get the teachers to advise the children of the limitations and the objectives of the movie. And so that's a very good basis to start. There are quite a lot of books out there. I did I can't give you the name off the top of my head, but if you email me through my website, I'll give you a list of things. But I've reviewed books written for children on presenting the other side of the argument, and also through the Frontier Center in Winnipeg, and I'm a research fellow there. I had a lot of teachers saying, look, we want to be able to present the other side. We can't get the information from our school divisions and so on. And so I prepared a book called Wither the Weather, which basically presents the other side of the argument. And I think that the larger issue, Craig, that you raise is about using the classroom to push a political agenda. You're lucky if your daughter's getting it in science. You're not lucky in that the science is also biased. But in most schools, climate change is being taught in the social sciences curriculum. And I know there's a fight in many school divisions about where it should be in the curriculum. And, of course, the social science teachers know very little about the science, and so it becomes purely a political discussion. And
right.
So, yeah, your question raises a lot of serious problems. The other thing, of course, is that in Canada, people like David Suzuki get direct access to the classroom, and he's got a thing going on right now where he's been going into the schools and talking to the children. But people like myself have a very difficult time of getting access to the classroom with the other side of the message.
Don't get me going about David Suzuki. I mean, we know all of his
okay.
comments. We're all maggots,
yeah.
right? He's reducing all of us down to just pieces of nature so they can force us.
Yeah, but of course, that's of course part of the problem. You know that when Darren was talking about overpopulation and they read that quote from the Club of Rome, there are many of the extreme environmentalists. There's a very strong streak of anti-humanity in it. You know, if we could just get rid of all the people on the planet, it would be a great place to live. And it leads to that philosophical and intellectual contradiction that they believe in Darwin and evolution and survival of the fittest. Well, but somehow humans don't fit into that. somehow in that case, then we're not natural all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And so you can see the philosophical contradictions of these people, and of course that just simply underlines that it's a political agenda. But there are people in every country like a Suzuki that dominate and of course have the moral high ground, and from that moral high ground, and I use that term deliberately because these people have used environmentalism as a religion to replace the religion that has been pushed out in most parts of society. Now, I'm not arguing for any religion, but certainly a moral component to life, and what they're doing is trying to replace it with the environmentalism, you know, Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, and you see that in the, we were talking about the statements from Durban. One of them is that, you know, that the Mother Earth has rights, and that we have, that's part of our obligations and so on. And so it's all part of the political agenda.
Yeah, quick question. Do you have, like, a PayPal link on your page or a link to send you?
Yes. Yeah, there is a PayPal link on the page, and it's drtimballl. And the PayPal link goes directly to my lawyer. And you can also, on the website, also gives you the address of my lawyer. None of the money comes to me at all in any way. It goes directly into a trust account that we set up at the lawyer, and I'm overwhelmed by the support. It is a very expensive proposition to take these things to court, and of course that's part of the intimidation. They know that people can't afford to fight them.
Absolutely. You know, I want to jump in here real quick and just say, ladies and gentlemen, I don't ask for money for people very often. Okay. And those of you who are regular listeners to this program, you know that. I firmly believe in Dr. Tim Ball, and I firmly believe that he's not just fighting this battle for himself, he's fighting this battle on behalf of all of us, because somebody needs to stand up to these boogers. And it's just imperative that they not be allowed to intimidate people into silence and control free speech, And to control science, because there's so much at stake in this whole fight. Yeah. So I highly encourage you to please, if you can, afford anything at all, help him fight this battle, you know, because again, he's not just fighting it for himself. I think that would be very apparent. It'd be very easy for him to lay down, go away, and disappear into obscurity. But he's chosen to do the right thing. He's chosen to stand up and, you know, and not blink when he's making eye contact with this beast. And it is a beast. So
thank you,
do
Darren.
What you can. Hey, thank you so much, Craig. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you, Craig. And you can contact me through my email. I'll respond to you and help you all I can to get the other side of the story. And Darren, thank you for those comments. Just one quick little point. I mentioned about how Maurice Strong, of course, the Canadian, sadly, who helped set this all up,
mm-hmm.
He set it up through the World Meteorological Organization, because that gave him then control of every weather bureau, in each nation in the world. And of course they then appoint the people to the IPCC, so they control who's appointed to it, but also they control the funding. And so part of the consensus argument was that, oh, well, look, the majority of the research, peer-reviewed especially, is on one side of the argument. In fact, there was one article by Naomi Oreskes that said there was, and Gore quoted this, 500 and some articles that were all on one side of the issue. And, of course, that was achieved because in Canada, for example, and in the U.S., they were only funding the people that were proving the thesis. Anybody that dared as a scientist to be a skeptic and say, no, look, I've got some problems with that, they weren't getting any funding. So the consensus argument was reinforced by the control of the funding to the research.
Yep.
And in Canada, we have agencies that are separate from government, arm's length from government, ostensibly, to go for funding for science and for medicine and for the humanities. But all of climate research funding went through the Environment Canada, the Department of Government.
There you go. There you go. Controlling it through the purse strings. All right, we're up to break time again. When we come back, we'll get into the phone calls again. Maggie, hang on, and John as well. And folks, you're welcome to call in if you want to join in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Our guest is Dr. Timothy Ball. We'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Dr. Timothy Ball. I want to say also for Craig in Ontario, he was asking about the school children and how we can kind of counteract that whole thing. There is a video that was put out by Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's been a guest on this show also. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember what the name of the video is, but he put out a video which is aimed at school children, and he's urging people. In fact, different people have given this to teachers because it's broke down in sections. So that there's like bite-sized pieces, individual lessons, and I will try to find that the name of that video, and so I can give it out to you and maybe post a link up on the website after the program. But that's another excellent resource. In fact, as I recall, he actually has a information on the website which includes tests for the students as well. But you don't take this to the school board; you give it directly to the teachers. And say, hey, here's a lesson plan for you. And many of the teachers have been taking it and actually using it in their classes. You bypass the bureaucratic administrative process, which things can get hung up on. So anyway, that's just another idea. And again, I'll try to find that name of that as time progresses. But anyway, getting back to the phones, let's go to Maggie Rodden, who's another host on the network. Maggie, thanks for holding
on. Thanks for taking my call, Darren. I appreciate it. Thanks. I just wanted to call in and thank you, Dr. Ball, for standing up and having the gonads, quite frankly, for doing the right thing, because there's not enough people who are willing to put everything on the line to stand up for freedom and liberty, and this is really what it's all about. I mean, the founding fathers in this nation pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, and you were doing the same thing, Dr. Ball. So believe me, there are people out here who do appreciate what you do. We just need to clone you. So if we could figure that out, we'd really have it going on.
Well, thank you, Maggie. I appreciate that. Although if you saw me in person, you'd realize why I'm on radio, not television. But
okay. We want to clone your brain and your gonads, Dr. Ball. We don't care about the rest.
You. Thank you. No, but no, I appreciate your comment about gonads, but I've got to tell you that there are also a lot of women out there fighting. And in fact, some of the best websites, Joanne Nova in Australia, a very courageous fight, and also Donna LaFramboise here in Canada, who just produced a book called The Delinquent Teenager, which is a complete exposure of the corruption in the IPCC. I'd urge everybody to look at it, of how this United Nations agency has been corrupted and used. So, yeah, I thank you so much for your comments, Maggie. And that really helps, because, you know, every once in a while you think, as Darren said, you know, do I need this? And, you know, worry about the impact on your family. And so to have the kind of support and the comments that you make are very, very welcome. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Dr. Ball, and thanks, Darren, for a great show.
Thank you, Maggie. Appreciate the call. And I did find that the name of that video, by the way. He's actually put out a couple of them. One of them is Global Warming or Global Governance, which goes into, you know, kind of the conspiracy behind the whole thing, as well as the science. But the one that's designed for the school children. And, folks, you can go to discerningtoday.org. That's discerningtoday.org. And the name of the video that you want for the school children are Global Warming. It's Global Warming, Emerging Science, and Understanding. This video is broke down into lessons. So you can present this. I would encourage you to take it to your school children, or to your teacher, rather, at your school, and do a presentation. Just say, hey, take a look at this. Here's a lesson plan. There's a website in there that you can get the information from. And, you know, you might consider taking this and viewing it and presenting it to your class. It's a different side of the whole. At least give it a shot, because there are students, there are teachers that are using this in their class, and we need to do something to balance out the propaganda, the indoctrination, because Dr. Ball, a lot of this stuff really comes from, a lot of the curricula today comes from the UNESCO, doesn't it?
Well, of course, and it's quoted, even NOAA putting out stuff, because NOAA are the United States representatives on the IPCC, and so they perpetuate the supposedly official government position on this. And what happens in countries is that if the politicians dare to question what NOAA are doing or what Environment Canada are doing, what they get back is, well, we're the scientists, we're the experts. How dare you political people tell us what we can do and can't do? Now, one of the things that Maggie mentioned about the founding fathers was, of course, they anticipated this abuse of bureaucracies by the Congress being able to cut off the funding. And that has happened. The Republican Congress cut off the funding of the U.S. to the IPCC. But back to the school, the classroom again. I mentioned about the English case against Gore. But what my experience, and I've worked with K-12. In fact, I was one of the few professors ever to serve as president of a teacher's organization, because I saw education as a continuum, not this compartmentalized thing that we have, moving from one segment of it to the next. And very few parents know what their children are being taught in the schools. And if they went and looked at the textbooks and their children's notes, they'd get a shock.
Amen, brother. All right, we have John in Tennessee waiting in the wings. John, just hang with us. We'll take you right after the break. Stay with us, folks. Govern America continues here in a moment with Dr. Timothy Ball.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, our guest is Dr. Timothy Ball. He is the former professor at the University of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and he's a climatologist. We're talking about a variety of things. We've been discussing a little bit about the hacked emails, this latest email scandal that has caused really a lot of turmoil in the anthropogenic greenhouse warming camp, those that are promoting this lie. And I want to get back to the phone lines here and take John in Tennessee. And, folks, if you're welcome to, call in if you'd like. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And John, thanks for holding on.
Before I get to my call, I just want to give you a couple sentences, and then I'll tell you where it's from. It's white and the blue. These colors show that we'll be true. The white is for the valor. The blue is courage through and through. Guys, this came from my grade school in Detroit, kindergarten to sixth grade. We're teaching kids about valor and courage. Don't have that anymore. My science teacher in that same school, before he ever taught a class to third and fourth graders, defined for us what science was, Dr. Ball, the study of knowledge, the study of knowing and how not to believe anything that anyone told us just because they said so. It had to be provable. Now, this is in third and fourth grade, guys. So here's where I'm going. To think that something that God designed to be expelled from us, CO2, would do any harm is asinine. So we've got, they're wanting to reduce CO2 output. They say that it's killing us. At the same time, Dr. Ball, they're mandating the use of diesel exhaust fluid, which is ammonia and water, to be burned with the fuel and to regenerate the exhaust gases and be expelled into the atmosphere. And that's not harmful. Ammonia going into the atmosphere to them is not harmful. So my question for you is, how do we get parents and schools to teach kids, again, how to think, not what to think, teach them how to think, to use information, facts, and draw your own conclusions instead of being led around with a ring in your nose? And are you familiar, Dr. Ball, with the speech that Bill Gates gave talking about having to get CO2 near zero and basically using vaccinations and women's health care to do so?
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that, and I understand all the points that you're making. And, of course, it's tied up in your science teacher's comment, by the way, about not or about questioning everything. It amused me when I was first called a global warming skeptic. First of all, global warming has occurred, certainly since 1680 up to the present, and it's part of a natural cycle. But to be called a skeptic as a scientist shows that you don't understand the role of science, that all scientists should be skeptics. If you're not being skeptical, you're not being a scientist. And, of course, that's part of this whole thing about how they're trying to silence the skeptics and suppress debate. But, yes, your points about what they're doing and what they're saying, it so much of it is so illogical. Gates' comments, for example, completely ignore the fact, and the Environmental Protection Agency doing this, where they're declaring CO2 as a harmful substance, when in fact it's absolutely essential to life, because the plants don't exist without it, and they produce the oxygen so that the animals don't exist without it, including us. And so what Gates is advocating without even realizing it is extermination of the human species, and we won't be able to buy his computers.
You think he does realize? Absolutely. Darren, do you think he realizes it?
Well, I have no question. Bill Gates is one of them. He was knighted by the Queen. He's totally one of them. But we're not just talking about the extinction of humankind. If there was no CO2, if they were able to effectively roll it back 100%, I mean, basically all life on planet Earth would cease to exist.
Yeah. Well, of course, you see, this ties in with what we were talking about earlier about bureaucratic control, because the Environmental Protection Agency were sued by the state of Massachusetts saying that they were not controlling CO2 as a harmful substance, and it was their legal duty to do that. EPA lost that lawsuit to Massachusetts, and some people think they lost it deliberately. The Supreme Court looked at it. Scalia said that this is nonsense, but it went through 5-4. That gave the EPA the legal authority to step in and control industry. They actually last January had a list of 13,000 producers of CO2 that technically they could go in on their say-so and shut them down. And so, of course, I was part of a group. There were several of us that submitted oppositions to that, because the Founding Fathers allowed these kinds of checks and balances. We wrote to the EPA and said, no, here's what's wrong with your science and what you're doing. And in fact, almost tongue-in-cheek, to illustrate the point, I suggested that we wanted power of attorney for the plants to have them vote against any reduction in CO2. But you see this is how it's all tied together. And Mary McCarthy made the comment and about the use of the bureaucracies. She said, bureaucracy, the rule of no one, has become the modern form of despotism. And as I say, the founding fathers did deal with it in terms of funding to these agencies, but so much is being put in place that if there's a new president, then they're going to have to hopefully unwind all of this stuff. But back to your point
well,
about
good luck
the basic,
with that.
Yeah, well, exactly. But exactly, and Cameron in Britain is finding out that same problem. How do you deal with it? Because so much money's been put out, and there's so many the government's roles have been expanded, and so on. To undo it is an incredible challenge. But your points about what's going on in our education system, some parents are dealing with it. You see the incredible growth of homeschooling. You're seeing in Canada here, we've got charter schools and different attempts. Britain has allowed people to set up their own private schools. Sweden, ironically, has done it because they saw the dangers of the state running the education systems. And so there are people starting to make moves against it, but I think what needs to happen is that more people need to be aware of the extent to which the schools are being used to indoctrinate the children and the bias that's going on in the school system. And as I said, most parents have no idea. There's an interesting comment here, Darren. I was concerned about finding a lawyer to represent me who understood science, because most of them are art students.
Right.
And then I wanted one that knew what was being taught in the schools. Well, luckily, he just 3 months before had taken a look at what his daughter, 15-year-old daughter, was learning about climate change, and he couldn't believe how biased and wrong it was. So that helped me enormously in making a decision about him being my lawyer. And,
well, that's good.
But,
you know, that's very good to have somebody who is versed in law and
exactly.
also understanding your point of view.
Yeah,
the science
and understanding the science.
Right.
And that's the critical thing. And, of course, that's the other side of this, John. That's the other side of this issue is that most politicians are not scientists. When I appeared before the Canadian Parliamentary Committee on the ozone issue, which was another great scam, I realized that they didn't even understand basic scientific method, that scientists hypothesize and speculate. And then they test it. Other scientists be skeptics and test it. Well, what happened with this anthropogenic global warming hypothesis was, as Richard Lindzen said, the consensus was reached before the research had even begun. And so they blocked anybody that tried to pursue the proper scientific method. And I realized the politicians didn't understand that. You had one in the U.S. that stood up, Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma. He fought a very good fight on this. He was in Durban recently making another presentation on it. So he understood the issue extremely well. But it's a very difficult fight when they've taken the moral high ground and then these people not only are they in the minority, but they don't care about the planet, they don't care about the children, they don't care about the future. And so on and so forth, and they're supporters of polluters, and all of those sort of arguments that are difficult to fight against. And
well,
back
to Dr. Ball is that people need to understand how important something, it sounds like nonsense, for being courageous, to be able to not care what people think about you, and to speak the truth before you go about controlling people. You know, hey, government, understand what facilitation is. Listeners, understand the process of the method that they use to lead people to where they want them to go. And all because people are afraid to upset the apple cart, they'll go along with the crowd. This herd mentality that is literally leading the entire world to slaughter. All in the name of doing good.
And I think that's a very important part of American exceptionalism, by the way. Not just the innovation, but the recognition of that.
Yeah.
Well, many people don't recognize that, you know, the Delphi technique or the Delphi method, whatever name you want to give to it, and you want to know what upsets them is when they try to use it against you. When you bring up a topic or you ask a question that they don't want to address, they'll turn the conversation And if you'll just take the time and stop and say, well, that's not really what I wanted to talk to you about. Why are you trying to change the topic? They don't like that because they don't want their feet held to the fire. They want to keep the truth from getting out, so they'll try to turn you. And if you don't allow yourself to be turned, you intimidate them. That's when change occurs, because they don't have the guts. They don't have the courage. They don't have the honor. They don't have the intestinal fortitude to really come out with what they believe they want to manipulate and deceive and take you there. And all I want to do is go in the open.
Yeah, John, one of the things, of course, that I've always argued is that what you're saying, but all I've argued, and I signed a letter to the Canadian Prime Minister on this, we just want the debate. Why are you afraid of having a debate about the issue? Let's get all the facts on the table. And it's the same thing in the classroom. Why are you afraid to present the students with several different groups' views of a thing and let the children make up their own mind? And that's the issue that I'm fighting for. I don't want people necessarily to believe me, but it's just look, you're making decisions based on only one side of the argument. And in fact, John, when I make presentations, I quite often start out by saying I'm going to give you a biased presentation, and I then explain that biases are only a problem if you're not aware of them. So I'm going to show you that everything you've heard up to now has been a bias. I'll give you the other side of the bias. You then can draw your own conclusions. But that's not even being allowed by the control of the classroom and the media. And when you look at the role of the mainstream media, the leaked emails with people like, the New York Times reporter directly involved with these people that were carrying out this corruption, and the Manchester Guardian and so on.
What does it say when honesty cannot be tolerated? Darren, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, John.
You know, we have another caller, but before we get to you, Warner, we have this, now we have the EPA and probably Environment Canada, too, up there where you are, Dr. Ball. They're taking on the role of regulating greenhouse gases today. At least here in the U.S., and we have power companies here that are coming out and saying, hey, look, if these rules are implemented the way they're talking about doing it, we're going to have blackouts. There's no way to prevent this. There's no way that we can meet these standards that are being passed down from on high without having blackouts. And so tying it back into the deindustrialization, I mean, everything is moving exactly backwards.
Well, exactly, and if you go back to, and there's a marvelous book by Elaine Dewar called The Cloak of Green, and that's a wonderful phrase for what's going on here. She wanted to write a book praising environmentalists in Canada, and the more she dug into it, the more she found that these people were pushing a political agenda and were probably more corrupt than the so-called capitalists they were attacking. But in that book, Maurice Strong expressed the view that the problem for the planet are the industrialized nations, and isn't it our responsibility to get rid of them?
Yep.
And when she challenged him on that and said, why don't you run for politics, he probably made the only honest comment when he said that you can't do anything as a politician. I'm going to the UN where I can get all the money I want, not be accountable to anybody. So through that agency, he set about shutting down the industrialized nations. Now, I want people to think about how would you do that, and then think about why has CO2, which is less than 4% of the total greenhouse gases, become the center and the focus of the debate? And of course, they confuse the issue even more by talking about carbon, which is a solid, not a gas, when in fact what they really mean is CO2, which is a gas and, as we've said, beneficial to life on Earth. And of course, the answer is, if you want to shut or stop a car engine, which runs like to most modern industrialized societies, on fossil fuels, you can squeeze the fuel line and the engine will quit. But if you did that in a nation, people would scream immediately. And as John pointed out, you'd have chaos. But if you could show that the byproduct of that industry is destroying the planet, then you could say, well, we've got to save the planet, and so we're going to introduce legislation to reduce the CO2. We didn't mean it, but we've actually shut down the industry and the whole progress and development by doing it. So that's why CO2 became the focus. And one of the things, Darren, that most people don't know is, and I learned this a long time ago, when a politician says we're going to appoint a commission of inquiry, everybody says, oh, good, we'll get the politics out of it. And I used to think that till I got appointed to a commission of inquiry. And the very first one was a conflict over a lake. Of course, water is a very controversial issue. We can talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
But I realized immediately that the politicians had appeared to step out of it, but in fact had controlled it by defining the terms and then setting the terms of reference. And I'm always reminded of the conspiracy theories that have come out of it with the Kennedy assassination and the Warren Commission. And they interviewed Judge Warren, and they said, why didn't you look at the mafia connection in Dallas? And his reply was, it wasn't in my terms of reference.
So in other words, they define the boundaries of the investigation by the terms of reference. We'll be back here with the final segment straight ahead. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, well, I want to hit the ground running in this segment. A lot to do here in the next few minutes here, but I want to give out the website once again, drtimball.com. That's drtimball.com. I highly encourage you to go there, click on donate, and give to support his efforts at standing up against these bullies. That's all they are. They're bullies. They're totalitarian control freaks, monsters. But help him fight the battle, ladies and gentlemen. DrTimBall.com. Also on our Twitter feed, I have tweeted the link for the video that you can give to the teachers. This is something that I have a copy of this. It's an excellent resource. I highly recommend it for those that are looking to counter the educational establishment. Don't give it to your school board. Give it directly to the teachers and say, hey, take a look at this. Here's something that you can present to your students. And, all right, we have one final caller here I want to squeeze in real quickly. Warner in New Brunswick. Warner.
Yeah, good morning. Very interesting discussion there.
Thank you.
And Dr. Ball, I spoke to you last year, and you brought to me the attention about the pollutions that have been sulfur dioxide and carbon dioxide and everything that's blown in the air just by one major volcanic eruption. And you mentioned there, for example, in the late 1800s, Mount Pinatubo.
Well, there was three recently. The most important one, well, Pinatubo was in the 1980s, but the most important one, or 1990, I should say. Then there was Krakatoa at the end of the 19th century, 1874. But the most important one in recent history that is still influencing policies and so on was Tambora in 1815, and that led to the year with no summer, where there was virtually no harvest around the northern hemisphere, and had a huge impact on, for example, on wheat and commodity prices are still limited in how much they can go up and come down. Because of that, and the corn laws were introduced. So, yeah, volcanic events and dust and particles in the atmosphere, very important part of the climate picture.
But one natural system that is in place to sequester carbon back into the ground and take it out of circulation is an active growing vegetation right around the planet. And one of the most important on the land side is, for example, the prairies, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no permanent grasslands and forest land.
Well,
and
replacing
hardwood forests, like here in Canada, with softwood forests, it increases the temperature.
Well, the problem with that is that the deforestation, and in fact, there's more forest around the world now than there was in the 19th century, 30% more in most regions. But one of the difficulties with that argument is that we really don't know. I mean, we only started measuring the gas input and output of the boreal forest about 20 years ago. Two sites particularly, one in Manitoba, one in Ontario, and the first result showed the contradiction. And at the beginning of the program, we talked about data, where it comes from, and the CO2 levels are one of these.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Warner. I wish we had more time. We are just flat out of time. Thank you for your call. Dr. Ball, thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of all of my fellow Americans who care about freedom and liberty, and our way of life in this country and around the world, God bless you, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and pity we didn't have time to answer all the questions, but maybe we can do it again.
Well, anytime you want to come on, you're certainly welcome. All right, folks, we are out of time. God bless you, folks. We'll talk to you again next week. Bill Pozderek is up next on the network. Go to Dr. Tim Ball's website, drtimball.com, and please, if you can, donate. God bless you, folks. See you later.